Sarah Pugh, neurotherapist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So excited to welcome back to the show Sarah Pugh, who is teaching us all about the neuro revolution last month. And you can listen back to last month's show on the website strayfm.com. Click on specialist shows. We talked about the neuro revolution and why training the nervous system and most importantly the brain is the fastest route to decreasing pain and increasing the overall performance of your body. And included in that was the 1-2-3 of neurology, which you can take away. And if you learn nothing else, you can take away the 1-2-3 of neurology. So Sarah, welcome back. What are we covering this month?
Right, so we're going to be talking about the brain today because this week is Parkinson's Awareness Week, and as many people know, that's a condition which affects the brain.
Yes.
So why is the brain so important? Well, basically, everything that you've ever done in your life was due to brain function. The brain's the master of the body. It determines ultimately how fast you are, how well you move, how strong you are, how supple you are. It decides your mood. It even controls inflammation. And interestingly, the left side of the brain controls the immune system, so not many people know that.
Right.
It's important also to note that pain is something that doesn't arise in the body. It's something which the brain creates. Pain is an action signal that your brain gives to you, telling you to take action. In other words, it's saying, stop doing what you're doing or do something different. The brain's primary objective is survival. I think we talked about that last time. So pain is a way for your brain to say, hey body, hey eyes, hey balance system, you're not working properly, I don't trust you, I don't feel safe. And in order to stop you doing things which might be dangerous, your body ends up getting pain, which is something your brain creates. Also, your brain can create weakness as well to stop you from doing things.
I mean, the obvious thing for this is when you touch something hot and you get that pain, it's your brain saying, take your hand away from
it's
hot.
Exactly.
But equally, this suggests that if you've got pain in your knee, for example, your brain is telling you something is wrong with your knee or your balance or the way you're standing that's causing that pain. It's not actually that there's something necessarily there.
Exactly. The thing is, what some people say, look for the pain and find the problem somewhere else, because knee pain can come from hips, backs, bad balance, ankle problems. And actually, interestingly, you mentioned hot and cold. We're going to be coming on to sensation later when we talk about the parietal lobe, which is the sensory lobe in the brain.
So we are going to go into a bit more detail on the brain today. And there's a kind of training that we're going to go through, isn't there, over the next few months? We've kind of touched on pain there. So if by training your body, you can help remove pain. Are there other benefits to training your body through your nervous system as well?
Absolutely. First of all, you'd get increased stamina and decreased overall tiredness because you'll have a more efficient nervous system. This will mean that you heal quicker, recover more quickly from injuries and also prevent injuries. I do Olympic lifting, which involves power and strength. So nervous system based training allows you to access greater force production in the body, improves skilled movement, things like manoeuvring, jumping and landing. And like I said before in the last episode, your muscles are capable of lifting a car. They just don't know how to yet.
Do you really do Olympic lifting?
Yeah.
Wow. Your talents know no end, Sarah.
So also another really important part of brain and nervous system based training is a faster brain means faster decision making, which is useful for everybody. Nervous system based training involves training the eyes. So in terms of sport, players will see more options more quickly, as in the saying, see it first, be first.
It's all about reducing that time in between. So if you're a tennis player, for example, that ball's rocketing towards you at however many miles per hour.
Yeah.
It's about tweaking down that time between your brain registering that it's seen the ball coming and your arm doing the swing to hit the ball back, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's the decision part. So as we said in the Neuro 1-2-3, that you've got an input, then the brain's got to make a decision. So the faster your brain can make that decision, the faster it can produce an output. So in terms of driving or sport, 100 milliseconds matters massively.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, improving parts of the brain involved in vision, spatial awareness, balance and coordination allows people to be aware of their environment more, see what's coming at them and what's around them. Obviously, this is really important for sport and preventing accidents and concussion. Something which separates us from animals is our ability to predict. So we can imagine many, many, many scenarios of what might happen. So we've got a much better chance of actually preventing an accident or something horrible happening. So the faster your brain can predict, the safer you are, and the more easy it is for you to predict threats.
So the brain is crazy. It's almost impossible for somebody to understand. When you start to think about it, you start going, wow, there is so much stuff that happens around my brain. My brain is so massive and I don't understand it. So Sarah, I think you can probably help us understand our brains a little bit more. You mentioned that the brain controls everything. I've heard of there being different parts of the brain that control different things. Can you give us a bit of information around some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing to know is the brain's feeding pattern, which means the direction that stimulus goes in. It goes bottom to top and then back to front. We'll start talking about what's at the front of the brain. So there's the frontal lobe, which lives here. This is basically your personality. It does executive functions, things like planning, logic, problem solving, attention, choosing. It's involved in reward. It's involved in voluntary movement on the opposite side of the body, fluent speech, fast eye movements to targets. And the key thing about this frontal lobe is your personality, the new brain, it needs the other bits of brain behind it to be working well in order for it to work. So directly behind the frontal lobe is something called the parietal lobe. And this is because a tremendous amount of your brain space is oriented towards helping you understand your environment and what you feel, what you sense. And this is called sensory information. You touched on this earlier, talking about when you reach out and touch something, you need to know, what is it? Is it dangerous? Is it hot or cold? Is it sharp? Is it something I can eat? And the way the body perceives sensation, it'll do it differently depending on the kind of stimulus. So it interprets rough and smooth and dull and sharp vibration, hot and cold, slightly differently. There are different receptors in the skin for each of these sensations, and they go into the brain up slightly different paths of the spinal cord. But ultimately, they end up in the parietal lobe, which adds meaning to all of these inputs. So the parietal lobe is really important for the spatial sense of self, also body image and navigation. The parietal lobe also does eye tracking movements, which is key for sports because you need to follow a ball or a player, but also it's key for learning because it's involved in reading. And the parietal lobe is what attaches incoming sensory input. So say if there's a sensation on your arm, you need to know, is there a snake climbing up my arm or is it my partner stroking me? And the parietal lobe does that. It attaches meaning to sensory input. There's another part in all of this as well. There's something very important called the cerebellum, which is the little brain behind the brain. The cerebellum is a really cool part of the brain. So I did a workshop on it last year when I went to Vegas. I did a whole workshop just on the cerebellum. And what it does is it just does something called the ABC of movement, not just arms and legs, but eyes and tongues and vision as well. So what's the ABC? So that would be accuracy, balance and coordination of anything that moves in the body. The B part is because the cerebellum and the balance system work very closely together. So if you've got a bad cerebellum, you're never going to be able to balance and move as well as you'd like.
So the cerebellum basically just helps you refine everything that you do in your body.
It's like
the quality control almost.
Spot on. Because it's involved in loads of brain processes. It's about 1/10 the size of the brain, but it's got over 50% of the total neurons in the brain. So loads and loads of connections and projections into parts of the brain. Because it integrates into everything, it's important in learning new skills. And that's why when you learn something new, it's a bit jerky and wobbly at the beginning, because the cerebellum and the brain are having a conversation and working out, how do we do this movement? Then it compares what you meant to do with what you actually did. And it goes forwards and back until the movement's perfect.
It's like the little master. It makes you a master of things.
Yes, it is.
So those are three of the key parts of the brain. There are obviously loads more because the brain is a really complex machine that we've got going on up there. Let's just sum those up very quickly just to make sure we're really clear. So there's the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe and the cerebellum that are really important when we're talking about this nervous system training, aren't there?
Yes, yeah. And also, just to keep it simple for now, the right side of the brain receives sensory input and controls movement on the opposite side. So the right cortex and right parietal lobe will talk to the left side of the body. The parietal lobe lives behind the frontal lobe, so it can feed forwards into it. So you need to be aware of yourself, your surroundings, to move well. Then you've got the cerebellum, which is the little brain behind the brain, which makes the sensory motor interface smooth, accurate and coordinated. The amazing thing about all of these parts of the brain are there are individual exercises and drills which you can do to improve these parts. If this is something that you're interested in, if you liked what you listened to, please don't hesitate to get in touch via Twitter or visit my website, sarahpuleads.co.uk, because I'll be putting videos up of some training methods you can do so you can get a better cerebellum, a better parietal lobe, so overall get better movement and less pain.
Sarah Pugh, neurotherapist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.